Well, Alex, I need to show you South Africa and you're going to see what has come from worshipping money. So,
Okay, let's see. Let's now we'll turn and look at the some slides Jan has that you can watch along as part of the video podcast, I guess, or at least picture podcast.
it's going to be a video like the last time.
Okay.
Okay, Alex, what I'm going to do is we're going to start by just picking up on some of the stuff that we were talking about last time. So here's our first slide. We spoke about Johann Rupert. Have you got it there on your side?
Coming up, yeah. God,
Okay.
he looks like Harvey Weinstein, doesn't he?
Hey. Yeah. Now, Alex, I did a bit of digging into this guy's past, and one of my supporters, a younger guy, said that he'd heard that Rupert is related to Jews from Russia, but not so. My Boer Nazi pal, the university lecturer, he was going through a reference book of his about family names in South Africa and where they come from, and he said to me that the Ruperts were Christian Germans. That
Okay.
that
Plus.
is that is where they come from. But this guy is this these guys. I will tell you a bit more about the Ruperts. But this guy is probably the biggest sort of white money guy in South Africa. If you'd asked me this 5 or 10 years ago, I would not have known this, because the Ruperts are not actually all these super rich. They actually are very quiet, and the media never touches them or speaks about them. So they live quite nice and comfortably, and you have no idea what these people are actually like. But Rupert began getting involved in the black politics, and that's where he started taking some heat. So let me show you a bit more, because I did a bit of digging. This was something that that people put out a few years ago about Rupert, and he owes 64 million rand for one of his golf course properties. He's not even paying the municipality, and he gets away with it. The more I look at the rich everywhere, whether they're rich whites who are in with Jews or rich Jews, the rich just do what the hell they want. They do anything the hell they want. So
Sounds a
let's
little
go.
like Trump with his golf courses.
Okay. Now here's something I want to tell you about. You see that little cartoon? That's a cartoon from one of the black newspapers.
See.
And that's President Ramaphosa there. But you see on the back of it, the thing is white monopoly capital, the gold behind him. Now the non-whites have been starting to figure out that there's this huge super rich segment of South Africa, and they regard, and they've come up with this term, white monopoly capital. But Alex, 90% of that is actually Jewish monopoly
Yeah,
capital. But
just
now
like the
then,
US.
yes, but of course you never hear the word Jew, and this unfortunately is the problem. Then the black communists say, well, the people we must go after are the whites. At the end of the day, they don't even go after the super rich whites. They actually go after the common whites. So it's the common white who actually is the person who's going to get it in the neck. But yeah, so white monopoly. And their background. And this is also from Rupert, as the non-whites were starting to watch him. You see, there they got WMC scams. You can actually search the internet, and WMC is white monopoly capital. And the non-whites were starting to dig into who are the people that are running this. And you can see here they are talking about the puppets of Rupert. So all those whites and non-whites, some of them are, many of them are media people. In fact, Alex, the top left, I must tell you, if you look at the top left,
Wait, Jan, what
this,
source did this appear in?
they actually set up their own website. There's a website called White Monopoly
Who
Capital,
is
White.
they?
Not all I can tell you is it's blacks and non-whites. That's and it was a lot like in the way that like you and I are operating by ourselves. Blacks were starting to do this. Blacks and Indians and others were starting to do this, and they were starting to talk about white monopoly capital. And there's a bunch of blogs and websites where they had this kind of stuff. And it's all private, so it's got nothing to do with the normal media. The media are nowhere to be seen. This is what the non-whites have started figuring out.
So where are
So
they posting this on specific sites or just creating their own sites or?
yes, basically just creating their own blogs and posting it. There were a couple of them. I dug into this a few years ago. There were about three or four of them, and this was a screenshot from one of them.
But
But
there's
if
no,
you,
you can't tell any specific leader behind this directing it.
no, there's no. From what I picked up, my assessment was that these were blacks and non-whites in politics. And they were starting to figure something out. I could not discern an actual agenda, but there could have been. It's also possible that some commies were involved or whatever, but I did not dig enough to be able to say that there's somebody behind this. It looked to
Okay, but
me.
they're saying WMC, so white monopoly capital is a term someone came up with, and they don't, it may encompass Jews, but they don't mention Jews. They say whites, but what are the scams specifically? Are they just using that as a general epithet?
They actually go into all kinds of business dealings where huge scams have taken place. This is enormous. And even President Ramaphosa, Alex, he and his brother are billionaires. They became billionaires through Jews and so forth because they were never billionaires before. They are among the blacks who became billionaires all of a sudden. And he owns like huge chunks of private medical industry businesses. And even these blacks, all these blacks and non-whites who are in with the rich, the one is busy greasing the other one's palm. They're busy stealing huge amounts of money. They are getting all kinds of, they're even cheating the government. It's big stuff. It's big stuff. They were constantly talking in like the millions and billions and tens of billions of rands. So Ramaphosa, who's the president of South Africa, he's totally in with the Jews. I'm still going to show you more about him and the Jews. He's totally in with the Jews. He's totally in with these rich people, and that's what you're looking at. So this is like the so-called liberal rich. And the one is a bigger scam artist than the next, and they just do what the hell they want in this country. This country is totally capitalist, but the upper classes are now multicultural. But actually, the biggest portion of it is, quotes, white, but in that white portion, the vast majority is actually Jew. But
Okay,
yeah.
it'd be useful to know specifically which industries that they're talking about, if it can be narrowed down at all.
Alex, I actually didn't dig into it a lot at the time, but when I was browsing through the articles, there were so many articles, and the articles did give specifics. They did. It's something I've not looked into for a long time, but I could go and dig into it more and come back and find stuff. But I also want to point out a Jewess for you. In the top left, the second one from the left. You'll see a black guy, then you'll see what appears to be a white woman, and then a white man. Are you seeing that?
Yeah, I see her.
That is Helen Ziller. She's a Jewess,
Okay, I've
but
heard that name, Zilla. Yeah. She made a lot of
she's
anti-white comments. Or maybe I was thinking of an older one. Is she like a younger daughter of that woman?
no. This is just a photo of her quite a few years ago. And
Okay.
the guy to the right of her, the guy to the right of her might also be a Jew, might also be a Jew. I forget his name, but they pose in South Africa as, quotes, liberals. But she actually, in her younger days, she was a commie. I actually knew a journalist who worked with her, and she was a communist. But she not only became like a quotes liberal, she also became a Christian. She married a Afrikaans Christian guy, and people think she's a Christian. But if you look into her background, her parents left Germany before World War II. There's a lot of South African Jews. When you go and you dig into their past, you'll find their mommy and daddy left Germany in 1937, 1938. And you ask yourself, why were they leaving Germany? Because Adolf Hitler was busy hunting mommy and daddy down because they were up to all kinds of communism and other activity. But anyway, so, okay.
Oh, okay.
This photo that you see here, the guy on the right-hand side, this is Johann Rupert's father, Anton Rupert. This is the guy who really founded their wealth. And this old guy became rich by focusing and creating a business which focused on cigarettes. And he actually noted in the 1940s, he said, the poor, and he was obviously referring to the whites, he said, no matter how poor the poor are, they always smoke and drink. And it seems the poorer they are, the more they smoke and drink. So he went and he started a business. He managed to get hold of a British company, a British tobacco company, and he managed to just raise enough money to buy this at a cheap rate. And that is the beginning of his huge, huge setup. And these Ruperts, Alex, now another thing about these rich and super rich in South Africa. As they made their money in South Africa, they also pumped all their money out of South Africa. They pumped enormous amounts of money out of South Africa. So they own big businesses in other countries. And these Ruperts own a corporation called, I don't know how you pronounce it, whether you pronounce it Richemont or Richemont, but they own a big corporation in Switzerland that produces stuff for the rich and the upper classes, but they're South Africans and the money came from South Africa. And now they're internationalists. They don't need South Africa. So we're just going on to the next one. Now that Anton Rupert that you saw there, look at this photo. This is the Sunday Tribune in on June 28th, 1966. And it says, Verwoerd must go. Dr. Hendrik Verwoerd, the architect of apartheid. And it says, Verwoerd must go. Cape Nats. Nats are the nationalists. The Cape nationalists back Anton Rupert. And there it says, the knives are out in the Nationalist Party. The Nationalist Party were the guys who created apartheid. And it says, Dr. Verwoerd faces the most serious split his party has known since he came to power, since they came to power in 48. And Dr. Verwoerd himself is the main target. Now, here's the kicker, Alex. Just days and weeks after this headline, Verwoerd was stabbed to death in Parliament. And there you go. So, but we'll still talk more about the assassination of Verwoerd. Let's just move on to the next one. So here is someone who did a meme, and these are non-whites, I think, that have done a meme like this, where they say Ramaphosa has been captured by white monopoly capital, and so there you see Johann Rupert and Ramaphosa. So that they've done that to a couple of blacks. There are three or four blacks who are billionaires, and they. The super rich took these blacks. These blacks didn't have a penny, but they were in politics. They were in the ruling party. And then they just turned them into overnight billionaires. And then they sucked them in so that they're now part of the game, you see. And where Rupert started getting some bad publicity was when he started taking on President Zuma. Because he started working against Zuma to destroy Zuma, and that was when the non-whites started taking note of this thing called white monopoly capital scams. So, Alex, it could also be linked to the blacks who support Zuma, because that's when they started talking about this kind of stuff. So you could be right. It could be Zuma related. And then Zuma was knocked out and Ramaphosa's in. And I want to show you something else about the Ruperts. Take a look at this. This is a label. I think this is a label on a wine bottle. This is about Rupert and the Rothschilds in Britain. It says the Rupert and Rothschild partnership was formed in 1997 by the late Dr. Anton Rupert of South Africa and the late Baron Edmund de Rothschild of France. Their vision and guiding principles were carried forward by their sons, blah, blah, blah. Today, the Rupert and Rothschild share this prestigious partnership in wine production. And you actually get this wine in South Africa, Rupert Rothschild wines. And in South Africa, Alex, you'll find a lot of big money, a lot of wealthy people in wine, and it's in the Cape, and they're all English speaking. There may be Jews among them.
Interesting. I never seen that wine before. Is
Who
wine
are?
production a big thing in South Africa?
It is in the Cape. Yes, it is. Big money. Big money, and to own a wine farm, these wine farms, this you need to be stinking rich to be in wine production. And Alex, I think there are wines in South Africa that might even be owned by Jews. I was looking at one particular wine. It was called Douglas Green, and I'm not sure if Green could be a Jew or whether it's just an English-speaking South
Certainly
African.
could be. There's a lot of Jews named Green. That's one of their cover names, like Ross and stuff.
Well, there you have it then. Alex, I was looking at a lot more stuff.